USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden is meeting with the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House.
Qatar's a good friend and reliable and capable partner, and I'm notifying Congress that I will designate Qatar as a major non-NATO ally to reflect the importance of our relationship.
The Emir of Qatar was updated on the status of diplomatic efforts between the United States and Europe. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's COVID shot got approval last August. Both had been distributed under emergency use authorization. Moderna's COVID vaccine, now called Spikevax, is fully approved for adults. It retains emergency use authorization for teens and for use as a booster shot. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance the weather will cooperate as SpaceX tries tonight to launch a Falcon 9 rocket. Liftoff from Florida scheduled for 6:11 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is apologizing and promising a shake-up after an update on the official inquiry into claims of lockdown-breaching parties in his administration.
Yes, we can be trusted. Yes, we can be trusted to deliver. We said that we would get Brexit done, Mr. Speaker, and we did. And we're setting up free ports around the whole United Kingdom. I've been to one of them today, which is creating tens of thousands of new jobs.
Lawmakers, including fellow Conservatives, demanding answers from Mr. Johnson in Parliament. This week is Black Lives Matter Week at schools across the nation.
A Denver, Colorado elementary school will be holding a Black Lives Matter event for kindergartners and first graders this week. Topics of discussion will include restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and black villages. Nicole Neely, president of Parents Defending Education, speaks out on Fox News.
This is Black Lives Week of Action in schools, and so this is one of dozens of schools across the country that will be doing this instead of the things that we expect our children to be learning. Centennial Elementary, where this is taking place, only 31% of students score at or above proficiency in math and reading. These are issues that, you know, parents should be deciding, families should be deciding, because this is not what we send our children to school to learn.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.